Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I'm very passionate about biology and the natural world. Lately I've been curious if there are any other species in the wild that have gone MGTOW or have had a large portion of the male population go monk mode. What motivates other animals to breed? Also, is female manipulation something that only started once we developed intelligence and language? Any insight you have about MGTOW in the animal kingdom would be fascinating. Thanks for all your hard work. Unlike most channels, this one is infused with wit and humor, instead of anger and hostility, making the content easily digestible. You've saved my life and given me sanity in an insane world, unquote. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. There are tons of animals that live in solitude, including tigers, leopards, pandas, foxes, spiders, and polar bears, just to name a few. The reason they go their own way from each other is to avoid competition for space and food, as well as to avoid competition for mates. If you've ever been to a zoo, you'll watch the tiger pacing around in circles, basically protecting his or her territory. As for what motivates them to breed, have you actually heard or seen a cat in heat? It's purely instinctual. More importantly, you asked if female manipulation is something that started once we developed intelligence and language. I don't think so from my observations of cardinals and other birds. I would put some sunflower seeds out on an old ashtray while growing up, and then put it out in the backyard. Then I'd watch as the female bird would stay at a safe distance to chirp at the male bird to go and get the sunflower seeds. He, of course, is red, so the predators are more likely to see and attack him instead of the female. He would then go and get the seeds and bring them back to her and literally feed her. She would just open up her beak and he would put them in. That didn't exactly take the form of complex language now, did it? I'm sure that back in our caveman days, women wouldn't actually be able to say anything, but they would just cry and pretend to cry, and we'd run off to hunt the mammoths. It was up until recently, as in the mid to late 20th century, that human females no longer needed males for survival. They could now earn their own money and go their own way, and many of them are actually doing that. Human females, unlike tigers and polar bears, are evolved to be dependent on males. But over the 50 or 60 years, we've created a culture where they don't need men for survival anymore. In doing so, we've broken the codependency cycle of our species, and you can now see that with collapsing birth rates. Even though we have a strong mating instinct, we have cheated nature through contraception. Obviously, animals can't do that. Another thing I've noticed about the species that go their own way and live alone is that they have less sexual dimorphism, meaning that they have less physical differences between the sexes, which are less pronounced. That's probably because both male and female tigers are going to need the same biological tools to hunt their prey, because for most of the year they're living apart. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyways, now back to women manipulate men for survival instead of doing the hard work themselves clown world show. It doesn't take language to manipulate us. Emotional states are more than enough to get men to simp for women. Upset women, females, or children will trigger your provide and protect instinct as a male, and when they are emotionally upset. It's worked for hundreds of thousands of years. Well, that's why females have a hard time surviving in the wilderness, because all they have to do is release the crocodile tears, and we do the majority of the heavy lifting for the species. There's a TV survival series that I watched a few months ago where there are two islands where there are men on one and women on the other. The women couldn't make it in the harsh environment that they haven't adapted to. In the past, men would leave the village in groups and hunt for game. We would also compete with one another to gain access to reproduction. But with regards to hunting in the natural world, women lack the same spatial perception, hand-eye coordination, and ability to track moving objects. Plus, they're emotionally overwhelmed to the point where they just typically freeze and die. The lack of spatial perception skills is why insurance rates are higher for women as they get older. They're only more expensive for males while you're younger because we are greater risk takers on the roads. How all this relates to the here and now is that women increasingly need to take medication to calm down from being alone all the time. Civilization has advanced to give them physical freedom from men, but evolution hasn't caught up yet. But getting back to the animal kingdom and sexual dimorphism, a while back I wanted to see what would happen when I killed the male spider in my place. And then I watched to see what would happen to the female one. She knew he was around somewhere because I'd seen them together, and she kept looking for him for a few days, pacing back and forth from room to room, ceaselessly in a panic. I'd imagine that's how many women feel these days, having all their physical things that they need for survival, but not having their relationship with the male. So they get a cat and dog, or dope themselves up with medication to deal with all that anxiety. I know I'm a monster and I should have potentially killed the female spider, so that the male one could go his own way instead. But clearly I wasn't thinking about that at all. After all, it's a spider's world, and it's bad enough if you're a black widow or a praying mantis, where your female partner is going to rip off your head, literally, and eat you as a nice light snack after you cumin or snatch. Spiders generally live apart, as I mentioned earlier. But getting back to animals that go their own way, it's only done because there's limited territory and range, and the males and females have to compete for survival. And it's better that they avoid each other and therefore not hunt one another, fighting for prey and territory, because then that reduces the chances of survival for both of them. With humans, it's men that have to compete with each other, and we do that all the time. I think it was on the Joe Rogan podcast where someone mentioned that for most of the year, male deer are buds, and that they hang out together. But during mating season, they grow out their horns and attack each other for mating prospects. They go from peaceful to sex crazed during that season. They have no control over this. It's purely hormonal. As men, we have the ability to walk away from women for the first time in history en masse. And women have the option to do so for men as well. It was not language that allowed that, but our advancement in technology. Cheap energy to do the work for women, and online smut to give men sexual gratification to some extent. Our mating dynamics are broken, and I'm not sure how to fix them unless we use technology to do so. People often think that traditionalism is going to fix that. But you guys know it's a pipe dream made up by those that smoke their own belly button lint. As for funny videos with animals, I remember seeing one with a lion going his own way. He was just sitting there chilling out, and a female lion came up to him in heat, and sat on him, and he did nothing. She got incredibly desperate. We don't know if he just recently mated with another lioness and therefore was already satisfied. But it looks funny to us that he would reject a female. In fact, most men are so starved for sex, they would never say no. If you've ever been like myself and had more than enough bedroom fun thrown your own way, then you're just as annoyed as that lion. As for species generally going their own way, I think where males went their own way from females, that the majority of such species would eventually go extinct. That's one of the main arguments that people use against going your own way. That you're just a genetic dead end. In reality, we're kind of like the alphabet community where we don't reproduce. But many of us recruit instead. Or more likely, we just wait for other men to arrive because what we say makes so much sense. Plus, many guys that choose to go monk mode already have kids, so they reproduced at some point. Also, from what I understand, you can't go your own way from nothing, but you have to go your own way from something. Meaning that you'll have to have relationships, girlfriends, or even marriages before going your own way. You tried and it sucked, so you left. As a species, we have to get our game on when it comes to figuring out technological solutions to reproduction. Animals don't have to worry about technology disrupting their mating instincts. We do. On top of that, a lot of human males see the writing on the wall when it comes to civilization. And we can sense it's on the decline, and we just know not to reproduce right now because it's not in our best interests. I remember years ago watching a video about lemmings and how they went through cycles where their population boomed, and then it crashed once they reached an unsustainable level. It's called the Norway lemming 3 or 4 year population cycle. But with humanity, our population is falling not from resource scarcity, but from resource abundance. Pretty much the same thing that happened in the Mouse Utopia experiments. If you haven't looked into those, Mr. Anonymous, then there you'll see a mouse or rat utopia collapsing to zero, and many say that the beautiful ones are mice that groom themselves excessively and refuse to socialize with others, are like the men that are going their own way in our society. But I'll cover my thoughts about the mouse utopia experiments in a future video. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that some animals only smash each other once or twice a year and the rest of the time won't spend any time together at all. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that claim MGTOW is a dead end, because like the gay community, we recruit men with the truth mind virus away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.